And a check, check, check. What's poppin'? This is the Vice City Mafia podcast. We coming out for you today. It's your boy Cross-Eyed, and I got my main man on the trigger, Major Minor.
Yeet! What's good?
What's good? Did you see that shit, right? How someone tried to stab the bishop?
Right? I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, so the bishop is this guy, Mari Marr. Right, and he's in Australia, and you'll see him. He has like little videos where he gets political, and he's like
Mari Marr,
and he's wearing like a turban. I'll put like a little picture of him sliding up for people to see, like, you know what I mean. And he has like a little, like, he's always wearing this black thing covered. He's a bishop, and he's been like talking a lot about the religion of Muslims and other people, saying how they're connected. And he went off.
Which is true.
Yeah. And he went off and he's like, look, here's a contradiction in the Quran. He goes, right? So he points it out. I forgot exactly what it was. Right? But so like a week later, this guy of Muslim descent decided to make all the Muslims look bad and run up on him with a knife. Right? Like mid-show. He does a live show. On the internet, right? On TV over there. And he's live on camera. And you just see the guy run up to him and start stabbing him, right? Now the bishop, it's crazy in itself, the fact that someone decided to stab the bishop. That's like stabbing the Pope.
We should put the clip of the shit.
YouTube don't let you play the clip of him actually getting stabbed.
Okay, all right, yeah, all right.
Even though he's not really getting stabbed because the blade didn't deploy. Bro, this man, I watched the video, right? So this man, his faith is so strong that he puts up his cross. When the guy goes to stab him, he goes like this with the cross, right? The blade doesn't deploy. So the guy's stabbing him, the guy stops, looks at the blade, realizes it doesn't deploy, but now everyone that's sitting there watching the bishop they're already running at him. So when he took out the blade, he started slicing up some of the
people that came to help.
Yeah, yeah. How would you say,
like, deacons or some shit?
Not deacons. Like more like the people that the listeners.
Okay.
Like they were
the congregation.
The congregation. So yeah. They were running up on him, and they got sliced up. But the bishop himself didn't get stabbed.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
The matter of luck.
Is it luck?
Is it luck?
Is it luck?
Bro, I like...
Or is it faith?
Yo, I have a strong faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've always believed in God, but sometimes I don't want to sound crazy to people. So, like, let's say
you win
$1 billion, I'm not going to be like, wow, my brother, God blessed you.
Well, because...
I'm going to look at you and be like, you are so lucky, bro, you're blessed.
Because
as much as I do believe it is God.
Well, because the thing is, right, the argument for that is like, why would God like play favorites? Because like somebody gets $1 billion, then why does God make some people poor if
exactly.
God loves us all equally, right? So like, sure, is there luck? But like, I don't think there's anything wrong with praising God when things are going well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you want to hear something really crazy, right?
Hit me.
So there's been all this talk about aliens, right? And there, Tucker Carlson was on Joe Rogan. And
I was already good, right? When you said Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan.
So the crazy thing is, right? Tucker Carlson was on a major news network, like a pop culture or like a popular journalist, right?
Yeah.
Like for his whole career. So now that he's off of like nationally syndicated television, He's speaking his mind for real.
I like when you put that. And I like how you word that.
It's crazy, dog. Because you're so... It's like... It would be like seeing Don Lemon unhinged, right? Because it's just like every week you used to see him like, hi, I'm Tucker Carlson. And just know that he was going to feed you some like mainstream media bullshit.
Yeah, propaganda.
And now he's speaking exactly how he wants. So he's on Joe Rogan, right? And they're talking about aliens. Right? Tucker Carlson talking about aliens, bro.
Yeah.
And his faith in it, right? And healing, it's because, okay, a while ago, I met this dude, Mickey Mace. right? He's a popular gambler. He's all over YouTube.
Yeah, and all that shit, right? The guy that's all tatted on his face.
So I met him, and I used to have conversations with him about God, right? And I was like, what's your conception of God? And he's like, you don't want to hear it. And I was like, I do, bro. Like, you're clearly getting blessed. He's Jewish by his nationality, right?
Yeah.
But like we met in a God-centric atmosphere, right? Where everybody was discussing God.
You believe in the Bible too. Jewish are the chosen people.
So we were talking. Yes. So we're talking. Jews believe they're the chosen people. You know what I mean?
They are the chosen people. You know, you'll read the Christian Bible and you'll be like, not for sure, but they're God's.
Okay, hold on. So we got a couple things to get into. But okay, so look. So let's circle back to that. So Mickey was like, my conception of God has to do with aliens. Do you want to hear it? And I was like, that's a little too deep for me right now, bro. You know what I mean? I was just like, this nigga had just bought a McLaren cash, right? Saw it, right? And so I'm just like, damn. He's on to something, but niggas also got tats all over his face and he's talking about aliens being God. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I can listen to the boy.
He's definitely a great gambler. Now, yo, I've heard there's a theory that goes out, right, about aliens, that aliens created us like we're an ant farm.
So, to harvest our souls.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So Tucker Carlson gets into this, bro, right? Tucker Carlson gets into this. And he says, if you go through ancient text, all of them, right, talk about flying saucers and like that being the supernatural, right? And it's crazy because our word for supernatural tends to speak about God. But broken down, supernatural really just means not of this world, right? Not of nature, right? Supernatural. And for the longest time, we've had these like sightings of flying saucers. And he says it. He was like, only in the 1950s has atheism really become a thing. Before, for all of humanity, there was a belief in a god or gods, right? But then World War II happened and there was unprecedented death and the nuclear bomb had been made, right? So there was the threat that we could kill each other and eradicate the whole world. So there was like an existential movement, most of that started in France, right? Of people that thought that the world could end and people's faith in God started diminishing and atheism really took a stronghold on the world, right? People started losing their faith in God and our morals in turn went with it. So he says that he believes aliens are the supernatural. And my first thought was, maybe Mickey was right. You know what I mean? Like,
it gets crazy. Like, I've even seen the theory that aliens are actually the angels.
Okay.
Right? And like, I like to think of God like, so, you know, I don't think of God how like the text fully reads, because you have to look at shit in like also a scientific and more like serious manner. Like, okay, God isn't out here doing magics. Like, you know, he's not spraying pixie dust. I don't think angels are dressed in all white and have wings and are super beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think they probably look like us, right? And we're not able to see
them. I'm an angel.
I think, I think God, right? I think there's, I have conversations with atheists. So the DJ at my job, he's a super atheist, right? And he likes to challenge my belief all the time. So I told him, I was like, all right, so you believe in we started from nothing,
yeah,
right? He goes, yeah. And I go, all right. And then when we die, nothing, right? He goes, yeah. I was like, all right. Now replace nothing is the exact definition of the absence of anything. Like nothing is the definition of
nothing can't come from nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Can't
something
come
can't
from
come from nothing.
Yeah. So it's nothing is the definition of what are the words I'm looking for? Like absolutely, like nada.
Yeah.
Right. So what you're saying is we are created by nothing, and then when we die, we are merged back with our creator, which is nothing. which you replace with God, and it makes more sense.
Yeah, well, like, well, okay.
You know, and he loves to throw the Big Bang Theory out there, but yeah. I only think the Big Bang Theory proves a creator.
Right, so because this is like, where did that stem from, right? Or
two
why?
Two atoms collided, boom!
But so, yeah, but so...
And it's two, the cosmos are too perfectly organized for us.
Okay, so think about this, right? In terms of like mutations and evolution, right? Like, if the next thing, this is why the aliens harvesting souls thing is a crazy thing, right? Because check this out,
that's
bro.
That's a wild theory.
If because like our conception of aliens is always like these green eye, these green like big eyed, no sex organ things, right? But if you think about it, bro,
I think they look like Professor Snake from. I think they would look like Professor Snake from Harry Potter.
I don't know who that is, but
the Slytherin.
Okay.
The bald nigga that goes.
Oh yeah. But check this out, bro. If what we're doing with AI is creating another life form, right? That is so intelligent that it will be able to create the ultimate life form using itself, right? Which is where AI is headed, because it can, like, if you look at like evolution over time, right? Like apes and all that shit have taken forever to evolve. And then we had an explosion of evolution, which there's theories that it was aliens that helped with that, right? In Egypt and shit like that. But then if you look at the expansion of technology, it's even faster than human evolution, right? And so if AI is gonna be using itself to continue to make the newest version of like a life form, right? Then it's gonna be this perfect being, almost like God, that has all the knowledge in the world, that eradicates all negative things, right? But what are they gonna be lacking? Souls, right? Because they're not gonna have souls because it's AI. So maybe that is the alien that needs to harvest the soul. So maybe it's like a cycle, and that humanity has built this ultimate like life form that in turn needs humans to survive. And that's why humans are here.
Bro, you made like my brain go like.
Bro, I'm telling you, dog.
Bro, because, that's a crazy theory, right?
So the idea, right? This also links to simulation theory, right? Because the idea is that we're already living in a simulation. So everything that's happening has already happened, right? So
like, I believe that.
So AI. Right, it happening and stuff like that. Because it's like, damn, if AI is going to destroy humanity, which is some people's belief, then why are we not stopping it, right? And it's because we are, like, humans, for whatever reason, are here to advance. You know what I mean? We keep on building shit, bro. Like people are like, oh, man, fuck these buildings and all that shit. But it's like, this is human nature, bro. It's human nature. Just like an ant builds an anthill, and we're like, oh, that's nature. This is our anthills, bro. You know what I mean? So, like, the AI, we can't stop it because... Like, it's what we're here for. We're here to create. And if the better life form wins, that's what happens, bro. You know what I mean? So it's like...
The strongest survive, dude.
So it's like maybe our souls are energy for artificial intelligence life forms.
I don't know, dude.
Maybe they...
Maybe
they need souls in order to have morals.
I definitely do believe in the aliens, right? Like... They even...
The government's released it, bro.
Yeah, the government... Yo, I like how the government released aliens are real and everyone, no one gave a fuck.
No one gave a fuck anymore because things are...
They do shit on purpose, bro. Nigga. Like, all right, let's get into the rap beefs, right?
All right, let's get into it.
Let's get into the rap beefs. So you got all these rappers dissing each other now, which is fire, dude. I like Drake's 50 push-ups, and then Kendrick Lamar claps back and says, fuck 50
push-ups. Did you hear the new... Kendrick clapped back after the 50 push-ups?
I believe so, yeah.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, I think so.
No, he hasn't.
Okay, let me not be misspoken right now.
Have you heard it?
Nah, the DJ at my job was telling me about it. So I haven't heard it myself because I only listened to the Drake.
Okay.
I listened to Kendrick dissing J. Cole, J. Cole dissing back, then saying sorry, then Drake dissing and Drake saying he's not J. Cole. Then Rick Ross, I know I saw him jumping in on it.
Worst battle... This ever, yeah, by the way. Ross, shut your old ass up, nigga.
You I don't know why Rick Ross decided.
It was just trash.
Like, white boy? Like, why, dude? Why?
It was trash.
Majority of your fan base is white.
Have you heard Drake's new shit?
Nah, what is it?
Because this is how I know Kendrick didn't release a response to the drop and give me 50, right? So I'm going to play it. And we should have it on the screen. Drake released it on his Instagram. I don't even have Instagram anymore. I'll pull it up. Bro, I think what Drake did is genius. I'm just going to play it for you, then we'll talk about it. He actually uses AI.
Oh, yes, yes, I saw it. All right, I saw it.
Let's play
it.
Let's play it. Let's play it.
All right, hit me.
He uses fucking Tupac AI, Snoop Dogg AI, then he comes in at the end. It's genius, bro. You can still hear Drake's flow in it, though. You can still tell it's Drake that made the AI, which is also genius. They told me the spirit of Machiavelli is alive and a nigga under 5'5". So, because he's still like dissing Kendrick, you know what I mean? Even though Short King stand up.
Fact.
See, he's like, you about to give this shit another week, nigga? Like, you're still taking so long to respond.
Yeah, bro. All right,
so look, this is how, so like, this is the thing. Kendrick, bro, is an animal when he, like, To Pimp a Butterfly, right, is this whole conceptual album about him being this, in this inner city that's devoid of positivity, and him being this positive force, right? And what that means to be a black man that represents this thug culture, but is not a thug himself, right? And it's this whole like deep allegory, like a fucking novel, bro. You know what I mean? And but that takes time to
consider. Kendrick has always been dissing people, though. Even back in middle school when he was like, I got love for y'all niggas, but I'm trying to murder you, nigga.
Yeah, bro, in that verse,
bro, always.
Right. So, because he takes this shit.
And he really started this whole rap.
But he takes so long, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's why Drake is releasing, like, Drake, what he did was genius. Because Drake, right, Drake will release shit at, like, and make sure all his shit is, like, 90%. Whereas Kendrick wants to make sure his shit is 110% all the time. But it takes him 3 years for a project. Whereas Drake's just dropping on niggas' heads all the time, right? Yeah. Probably because he has a team around him and all that shit. So, right, that's why with Back to Back was genius, right? Because he released two crazy tracks at Meek before Meek could even get out one. So what he's doing a little differently here is he's trying to push Kendrick's pen, because he knows that if he waits too long, that Kendrick's going to come out with something like crazy, right, as a diss track. But Drake knows that, like, after his first one, which was solid.
And Drake's good at these rap beefs.
And at these rap beefs. And then he dropped another one. But it's not like Back to Back. He's kind of just trolling him.
Yeah.
He's really just trolling him. Like, nigga, like, you're probably, like, he's just making fun of him taking so long. He's like, Taylor Swift got your nuts, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yo, Taylor Swift is one of the biggest artists. But, yo, you know what I thought, right? So, I love the rap beef. I think Rick Ross is acting childish because he's like 50 fucking years old.
Why is Rick Ross even in the beef?
I don't know, dude. And you know, I like how Drake on 50 Push-Ups, he says, all five of your top hits are because of me.
Which is true.
It's true. Dude. It's super fast.
100% true.
I think Future was trying to jump in on it too.
No, so apparently Future and Drake are beefing over a female.
That's mad weak.
That's what it's supposed to be. Yeah. That's what it's supposed to be, this beef about. But it's just so funny that...
Everyone's beefing right now.
But everybody's trying to come out the woodwork at Drake, right? But then the Quavo Chris Brown beef.
Like, that one's really random.
That one's like so random, nigga.
I get why everyone's going for Drake, because Drake's up there for like how long
but
now?
But the thing is...
For a while now.
It looks corny when you wait for other niggas to jump on Drake. And the crazy thing is, bro, Drake was made fun of for being soft, and now you're making him look like Thanos because everybody's coming for him, and still he is not flinching, and nobody's touched him. Even the Kendrick verse, bro, it's really like...
Bro, Drake is mad fire when it comes to all those.
Drake's like, nigga, I got $100 million and a big ass dick. I don't give a fuck.
Yo, you know what I would be entertained by if who was it that on the story of Adonis?
Oh, story of Adonu or some shit like that. It was about Adonis though. It was Pusha T.
Pusha T, yeah. I would be fire if Pusha T came out with another diss.
But that's the idea, right? Is that if Kendrick taps into what Pusha T did and assassinates Drake's character because what Rick Ross is trying to do is that like...
Now Drake had to do like 50 podcasts after that shit.
Drake has never stood up for the black community. Yeah, he's never really been like in a position to like talk about black politics, right? One, because he's Canadian, right? So it's like their allegiance to like black issues is different, right? Than a black man in America. So, but when all these things come out, Drake is silent about, like, you know, when J. Cole will talk about it, Kendrick will talk about it, Dirk will talk about it, right? 21 Savage even the most hood niggas will talk about how it's fucked up. YG, man, fuck Donald Trump. I know that you didn't probably like that song, but you know what I mean? I think
they were confused when that shit came out.
But I'm just saying that all of even the hoodest of rappers that have no business in politics will take a political stance in defense of the black community, right? Being like, yo, it's not right. Because that's really what, with American hip hop, bro, like it started off as like, fuck you to the police, right?
It's always been political.
It's always been, there's always been an element of anarchy, right?
Yeah.
Of rebellion, of like, this is our shit, right? And Drake has none of that, which is fine. But I think what Kendrick can come out of.
He stays away from it on purpose.
Of course.
Yeah, because
that's why he's the biggest in the world.
It's much smarter to stay away from it.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Because then you don't have to split your fan base.
He's not polarizing.
Everybody can like him.
From a 13-year-old depressed kid to a fucking 40-year-old grown man, everybody can bump Drake, bro. You know what I mean?
White, black, Chinese.
Yeah, everybody.
Spanish.
Everybody, you know bro. Saying? Hey, okay, so I want to go back to the Judaism
but
thing.
I do think we're going to circle back now. I do think it is a distraction.
Okay.
I find it interesting that, so what happened in the news, right?
All the Diddy
last
shit.
Saturday,
go ahead.
That last Saturday, they fucking bombed. I think it's between Israel and, I'm having a brain fart right now. But they threw a bomb, right, at the Muslims. Or the Jews threw a bomb. I'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a distraction from a war that's going to happen because the United States has to back up Israel. There you go. I got it now.
All right.
So Israel, right? And there's a war about to happen. And I feel like that was a distraction away from that.
I believe that. So there's been confirmation.
I'm not a super genius, so don't attack me in the comments on the political and the basis of this war that's about to happen. But
okay,
I
hear. But it
gotta do that because
there's so much misinformation. It gets hard to keep shit straight.
Yeah, bro.
Right.
It is
because like the media has no problem lying to you, and they wanted you to buy into their lies, right?
Yeah, and the media right now talks about Drake. Man.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
But there has been confirmation by people high up within the music industry, bro, that I've had the ability to talk to that have talked about the machine and political system that is interwoven in hip hop, like that it is used as a means to distract and to keep oppressed people oppressed and focused on the wrong shit.
The Romans did it. Oh, they were getting attacked, right? So the Romans were getting infiltrated and they put up these circuses, right? Or these congregations of, these two people are gonna fight. And then they distract you like a sports event, right?
With the
bulls and shit. And then they'll be like, distract all the people so they could resolve the problem. Not because they want to hide it from the people, right? I don't think the government's like, no, don't let them know because then they're going to join in on a war. Like, I think they're scared of people overreacting. Because during COVID, niggas bought a lot of toilet paper for no reason.
I think there's, I think this, bro. I think there's no, and this, with the internet, there's no way to hide anymore.
There's no way to hide it, but you still have people that believe in the news.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, there's no way to hide it. But if you can distract enough people, you'll make them not give a fuck, right? And if you keep enough people unhappy or confused, then they don't know what to believe, right? Yeah. So that's why, like, after COVID, nigga, and then they released aliens, everybody was like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, like I was just inside. I just want to be outside. Yeah. Let the aliens kill me. I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck, bro. Yeah, and people are going wild during COVID buying toilet paper.
Wild.
I didn't understand the toilet paper concept.
You can just wipe, you wash your ass in the shower,
nigga. The water's fine, nigga.
Yeah.
You could wash your ass with the water, dude.
Yeah, niggas are.
People said, fuck, Walmart's gonna close. Nigga,
what do I need?
All the toilet paper. Nigga, like,
niggas made bank off toilet paper.
And I don't know why that was a thing, dude. I never comprehended it.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it.
It's wild. I don't get it. Bye. All right, hit me with the...
Let's start the next pod.
All right. We out.
B. C. M, nigga.
Yeah, yeah. How do you do it?
B.
V.
C.
C.
M.
M.